they realize that they need to get back to the way they were playing at the beginning of the year. There's some fatigue here. There's some trying to work Andrew Bogut into the mix, and that changes things defensively. And so they realize that they have a fight on their hands, but they are immensely, immensely relieved by getting last night and feeling like, especially the way they executed in the fourth quarter, they forced Toronto to miss 16 of their first 20 shots in the fourth quarter after allowing them to shoot 50% through the first three quarters. And that's not who they've been for the better part of this year, and that's not who they can be if they want to get into the postseason.
And we're speaking here with Rick Bucher, who covers the NBA and the Warriors, of course, for Comcast Sportsnet out in the Bay Area. And David Lee, one of the guys that just got slammed at the Sloan Sports Analytical Conference at MIT. We're going to be speaking with Henry Abbott a little bit later on in the program about that. But Rick, I think the Lakers are going to make the postseason. Sam sits on the other side here. Golden State, Houston, Utah in the mix. Which one of those teams falls out if the Lakers are to make the playoffs?
I have the Lakers getting in too, simply because when I see Kobe Bryant on a jihad, I get out of the way. It is more complicated than that, but in some ways it's not. And I just for Kobe, I believe at this point, to with all that's happened this year, with the pride that he has, and I know he's not the same guy, but. I think they've figured out a few things to get enough, especially between he and Nash, and how to operate at the end of games. I have a hard time seeing Kobe being denied, and I have Utah falling out just because they don't have the guy at the point who can control tempo, and I think that leaves them vulnerable. And I look at them overall, and I'm not sure who the leader of that team is. Probably Al Jefferson, but Al Jefferson's presence in a locker room, his ability to motivate other guys, his ability to have guys rally around him, I'm just not sure is at the level that's needed with that team to get them through. And then, of course, they have, looking at the schedule, they have the toughest schedule remaining.